Jordan Love got engaged. Congrats to Jordan Love. We'll talk all about that and a whole lot more. The Game 7 edition. Tausch is irritated.
It should have been played last night, yeah.
Wilde and Tausch, 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, 100.5 ESPN Madison, the ESPN app Wisconsin On Demand, streaming live on video on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. A development on the Jason Wilde front in just a moment. My name is Jesse Nelson, normally the producer of this show. I slide over to host it along with the Packers Hall of Famer in the Everlight Solar Studio. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, happy Monday.
Yeah, I have I had a ton of stuff I wanted to hit on. Our baseball tournament in Muskego got rained out all weekend.
That's a bummer.
And I have a bone to pick with what's going on there. But I'm going to hold off as we're sitting here, and this is why I'm... Yeah, the show sheet idea and having everything scripted.
I don't know why I do it.
Doesn't work. Yep. I mean, it's good to have. Stuff pops up constantly. And we don't know what it is today. I think this was something that most Packer fans, I don't know if they really care. I think you obviously care enough because it's not a player or a coach. But make no mistake about it, this is a big deal. And the fact that this transition played out the way Mark Murphy and everybody up there had it set up to is a sign that everything in Packerland is humming. And this announcement at this time to get their handpicked guy in policy to take over, I think, is a testament to how well run this organization is and that they had it figured out, unlike the last time, which was a little bit murkier, and then you had to get a search firm and all this. Smooth sailing, and I think just a let's continue rolling is what the Packers board of directors had, and I don't think any Packer fan will have one problem with this at all.
Riley Yauch is our cousin sub of the day producing here in the Everlight Solar Studio at ESPN Madison. Riley, hit the breaking news sounder.
This is some breaking news.
ESPN's Adam Schefter, NFL Network's Tom Pelissero, both on it. The Packers Board of Directors has voted unanimously this morning to approve Ed Policy as the franchise's new president and CEO, per sources, a move that will make Policy the de facto owner of the NFL's only community-owned franchise starting in July 2025. That reads the tweet. Well, Tom Pelissero.
Yeah, Ed Policy, obviously his family, a ton of ties to the San Francisco 49ers. I think Riley in SportsCenter mentioned, I think, arena football. This has been his livelihood, the business side of this. And he, I think, was a monster part of how that development, Titletown, was set up and run. And that's been a raging success. So I don't think anyone should be shocked by this. This was the plan all along. And now Ed Policy in a year. And this is what I was hoping would happen, is that you'd get somewhere between, you know, a year to 10 months to watch, to, you know, not that he hasn't already picked at Mark Murphy's brain to kind of figure out how he looks at it. He gets to kind of take over, shadow, but also get his input into any big decisions that are coming. The draft gets to go through with Mark. That would be a nice little ending cherry on top for his tenure. And now Ed Policy gets to see this thing all the way through, get almost a year apprenticeship under his belt. That's ideally how you would want a transition of power within the organization.
So again, the breaking news this morning, fresh out of the gates on our Monday morning, Adam Schefter, Tom Pelissero both reporting Ed Policy set to take over as the new Green Bay Packers president and CEO next year.
I don't know if there is a better job. From a sports standpoint, you don't own the team, which obviously you don't get to reap in all of the equity that you build and anything else. But as far as this goes, the Packers board of directors learned their lesson back in the 80s. Stay out of it. Hire somebody, let them do their job. And then if things go sideways for a while, obviously go ahead. The biggest question I'll have in this whole thing is, will Ed Policy go back to the Ron Wolf, Bob Harlan model? Is that a part of the interview process? How that all shook itself out will be really interesting to me, because I would say that's the way they should do it. but I don't think that's the way they will do it. And that is going to all the other stuff. I don't think Packer fans. Oh, it's great. We got a new president, and Ed will get autographed signed, all the stuff that he'll be able to go do, but he's going to run the operation, and that's great. That will be his first big decision. He doesn't need to hire a coach. He won't need a new GM. He's got his quarterback. You could not drop someone into a better scenario. You're printing cash. You have more capital projects than you could ever imagine. You got the draft coming. You have one of the hottest teams with a young stud quarterback. That contract will be done before you. You literally could not be in a better spot if you're Ed Policy, but you have to determine, do I want to continue with Mark Murphy's policies on silo, or non-silo, but is a silo, or go back the old way? That will be the question that I'm sure Jason Wilde will ask when they get their press availability with Ed Policy, probably later this week.
Well, it's funny you mentioned Jason Wilde, Tausch, because he's been on vacation for a week.
Is it a vacation if
days.
You don't leave anywhere, though?
Yeah, of course it is.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
No, it's a staycation.
Well, yeah, but that's still
a
vacation.
If you don't go anywhere, it's not a vacation. You took time off. You're not on vacation.
Well, he's taking time out of his time off to join us now to talk about the breaking news this morning. We promised we wouldn't bother him on vacation. We lied. Good morning, Jason.
Hey, I went to Oshkosh for Sid's basketball camp at UW-Oshkosh.
You would not say that what you did is vacation, though, correct? Like, this isn't a vacation. You took a break from the action, right?
Yeah, from you.
And trust me, we both needed it.
And how's
good.
It been?
It's been refreshing.
Well, I'm glad Tausch has found my time off refreshing. By the way, I think France or Italy, I see... Where did Jordan Love get engaged?
Tuscany.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Lovely area. Yes, yeah. In a villa.
Rolling hills. Beautiful over there. Yep.
Yeah, so Ed Policy, I don't... It's been a while since I've talked to you, old T, so I don't want to start off by getting after you, but the Packers did have a succession plan the last time, too.
I said that.
Just when John Jones has a nearly catastrophic health situation, that's how you end up with Mark Murphy. But they wanted it. Tausch is right. Like, the idea of stability and consistency was clearly their goal then, and they weren't able to execute it because of circumstances beyond their control. But I think we all, as we talked about this when they announced that they were going to have a search firm and all these other things, this was Ed Policy versus the field.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was definitely taking Ed Policy, and so I don't think any of this comes as anything even remotely surprising. But it is a confirmation of what Tausch said about how this organization is humming right now. And mm-hmm. other than, you know, complaining about the city's lease and trying to avoid paying the city money, they could not be happier with just about anything that's going on.
Yeah, I just wonder, the thing I wondered about was obviously the NFL has been pushing diversity, inclusion, and one of the things I thought there was going to be a push because there are, correct me if I'm wrong, there are not a ton of female executives in power positions. That was the one thing I thought that the NFL was going to kind of say, this would be a great time to do that. And I know there's some female candidates up in Green Bay that were going to be looked at, but obviously they felt they had their guy right from the jump, and that's the way they ended up going.
Yeah, you know, I talked to a few people behind the scenes as the process was going on, and you're exactly right. I think there was a feeling of, hey, here's an opportunity to find qualified, high-quality candidates that are people of color or are women that would do a good job in this role, right? Like, let's be clear. This was not the idea of, oh, let's just get anybody who checks that box to be the next president of one of our signature franchises. And the Packers still get to choose who they're hiring. Now, you know that the NFL does exert pressure on a variety of things, whether it's on players to get to 18 games or structures of front offices. So you know that that pressure was, to varying degrees, it had to have been brought to bear at least at some level. But no, look, Ed Policy has been with the Packers 15 years. Like, he has been in the building. He has been the point person on almost all of the Titletown development. Like, he is ingrained. He may have come from San Francisco 49ers stock with his father, Carmen Policy, having been their executive. But he has been in Green Bay a long time. So, it just made so much sense to keep the, and I don't want to say status quo, because he's going to have his own leadership style, and he's going to do things that might be different, but to keep the same level of stability and consistency, because if you hire someone from outside, especially someone who
like
would be
Mark Murphy,
directly,
like Mark Murphy in 07.
Right. And while Mark Murphy's presidency, especially on the business side, has been successful, let's be honest, the situation he walked into, much like Ed Policy is walking into, wasn't too bad.
No, pretty
right?
good.
Now, obviously, the Favre thing changed everything. But you had your Hall of Fame quarterback. You had a top-flight GM. You had a good head coach. You guys had just gone to the NFC Championship game. You had your quarterback of the future already on the roster. You had already had the renovation of the stadium. So Murphy came into a good situation, but he had no capital invested in Green Bay, Wisconsin. And Ed Policy does, and he has been in this organization now for a long time. So I think this was a no-brainer to me all along. Mm-hmm. I did have a part of me that wondered if they would get cute, but do something different for the sake of doing something different. And I think it was really smart that they didn't do that.
Yeah, and I think the success that they just had last season solidified all of that. But I think, correct me if I'm wrong, when Ed Policy is available to the media, which I love the fact that the Packers announced on their own website that they signed and brought in. They weren't hiding it like they did with their coach and general manager's contract. I love it. Let the people see it. You're going to get a chance to talk to him. I have to imagine the first question I thought of is, what are you going to do with this structure? Are you going to continue the same exact path that Mark Murphy switched to go where everybody is reporting to him, or the old Ron Wolf method? I have to imagine that will be a question you ask. What do you think that answer will be?
Yeah, I'm not going to ask that question. I was listening to you say that earlier.
Why wouldn't you?
And
that's your biggest point of contention with Mark Murphy.
It is. It is. And I am confident that question will indeed be asked. I don't know how you can switch it when your coach was hired not by the general manager and you've had him.
Because you're the owner now. That's how.
Yeah, I don't. We just got done talking, and you made very astute points about keeping things humming and how things are going well. Do you really want to take your coach, who has, I think Matt LaFleur probably doesn't get. He was certainly getting plenty of criticism when things were going poorly last season. I don't know if from some precincts, not our program, but other precincts, if he gets enough credit. Everybody just thinks Jordan Love is star-spangled awesome now. And Matt LaFleur's scheme and coaching and Tom Clements' coaching are major factors in that. I don't know if when you've got everyone on the same page and rowing in the same direction, if you then want to tell your coach, hey, by the way, I'm the new president. I am the captain now. And you're going to actually report to Goody, and he will be deciding whether we change coaches or not. If you were Matt LaFleur, I wouldn't want that, right? I'd be pissed. So I agree that it's a question that requires being asked, but I would be absolutely stunned if at this point Ed Policy came in and said, you know what, we shouldn't have done it this way. I think you can only make that change like Mark Murphy did when he changed GMs, right? That was when he made the change. And, oh, by the way, he did it to the GM after he had offered him the job, but then told him, hey, we're going to do it this way. And then Brian Gutekunst had to think about whether he was going to accept it under those terms. And you and I have said many times that if that had been Elliot Wolf who was being offered the job, Elliot Wolf would have said, That's not how, I'm not accepting the job then. I'll go get a job somewhere else. And Brian didn't, and it's worked out great. But I just don't see how you can, even if you think, even if you were sitting in the number two chair like Ed Policy was, even if you were sitting there going, this is a mistake. It worked with Ted. It worked with Ron. What are we doing here? Even if he thinks that, I think his hands are tied because of how things are now, whatever this is, 7 years into the system being the way it is.
Yeah, and you typically don't see people ascend into positions of power and give up some of their power, which in essence is what Ed Policy would do. So I kind of agree with you. What do you think, well, as a Packer fan, now you still have a year. I think that's important to continue to note. Mark is done after the draft, early July, late June of next year. What do you think would look different? And I know it's early. Do you think there's going to be any, if there are going to be some changes, and obviously the structure doesn't sound like you think it is, and I agree with you, but I'm curious to at least get his input on it. What do you think Ed Policy is going to do differently?
Well, I don't claim to be friends with Ed, but we are friendly, and I've had some really good conversations.
It'd be nice now an owner will actually talk to Wilde and not like run away with
a change of pace.
Yes.
Is that going to take a different route out of the Hudson Center to avoid walking out with me? Hopefully. Now, I don't know. Maybe things have changed. But I am very curious as to what exactly he will want to do differently from, obviously, the business side is an area that I'm sure they see other growth opportunities. Like, for example, I have a buddy who works for the Arizona Cardinals. They have a sports book in their stadium. Like, and I'm sure that sports book is paying a very pretty penny for that location. Is that something the Packers would be willing to do? That is the kind of stuff in this new era that he will face a decision on, right? There's obviously the questions about the 18-game season on an NFL level and all the possible changes to the offseason that he'll be part of. Because remember, one of Mark Murphy's roles was kind of be the trial balloon launcher guy for Roger Goodell. So I'll be curious to see if Ed takes on that role as well. But from the Packers' perspective, I really am curious if he will, because this is my other bone of contention, if he will treat the narrative of we are owned by the team or owned by the community, owned by the fans, if he will treat that as more of a guiding principle than just a narrative that helps the branding. And whether it's fan fest or draft parties or doing more for stockholders, all those things that I talk about all the time, will he have a different thought process on tickets, right? I mean, and it doesn't necessarily have to be more friendly to people that are spending their hard-earned money on the tickets. Maybe it'll be the other way. Hey, we got a really long list. We're going to really jack up the prices. Like, he's got all those types of decisions to make. I don't see him as being someone who wants to come in and put his stamp on it in a really dramatic way. But I do think that there are some things that as he's watched things unfold behind the scenes, you know, it's just like an assistant coach, right? Like if you're an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator and you're working for a head coach, surely there are times when the head coach does something where you think, well, I wouldn't have done that. And I'm sure it's the same on the business side. So I don't know what those are yet. I think it's going to be really interesting. But I do think, without a doubt, and this isn't because I like him, I just think this made so much sense. It's the exact right hire.
Okay, so with one new hire, you can look back. And I know Mark Murphy still has a year. The draft is coming. How would you, first off, do you have a poll idea for us? Jesse and I are kind of bouncing ideas back and forth. And since you decided to come into work for a segment or two, the question I have is, how would you rank Mark Murphy's tenure? It's definitely a success. We don't have to do the success failure. That's no-brainer. But do you think Packer fans look at this and say, I don't know if Mark Murphy could have done any better than what he did? How do you think, how would you view it, and how do you think Packer fans will view it?
So So, if I may.
Sure.
How exactly do you grade a president?
Winning.
You grade him on the field success.
Mm-hmm.
You grade him on whether or not he hired the right people to run the football operation, even with him overseeing it.
And if he's waited too long to get rid of people, it's another part of it.
Yep. And you judge him on whether or not the organization is on stable financial ground. And they won a Super Bowl early in his tenure, much like Aaron Rodgers early in his tenure as the quarterback. So if we're critical of Aaron Rodgers for them not winning another Super Bowl during his time, then I guess we have to be at least a little critical that the Packers didn't win another Super Bowl during Mark Murphy's presidency. But beyond that, like, they're on incredibly firm ground financially. They've rebuilt, they've further built out the stadium. They've done so much from that perspective. We both believe, even though you're more of a Goody Stan than I am, that they hired the right people as GM and head coach.
Yep.
So he's done that part of his job extremely well. I guess I'm just curious, where would the knocks on him be? And again, for me, I would say that for the most loyal fans in the sport, which, you know, has Michelle Schmalman, has she chosen her fandom yet, by the way?
Like, I told you, once she kind of just kept dabbling and looking around, no, you're good. You're good. So I don't know.
She has not, but it's kind of like on The Bachelor when you know how it's going to end. And, like, I think we all feel.
I don't have any idea.
I think we all feel pretty good she's going to be a Packers
She
fan.
Wants to be with the Bengals. She is a Joe Burrow stan. Let's not get caught up in all that. I think Mark Murphy deserves glowing reports on all accounts, other than the tubing hill and he had a couple of missteps. The only negative that you could get is that middle part of the 2010s, 15, 16, 17, with Ted and how that all played out, I think is going to be the only, if you want to say, stain on his legacy would be that era. But he crushed it when it came to hiring Goody and Matt LaFleur. The Aaron Rodgers scenario and how he played that out compared to the Brett Favre part, I don't know how anybody could sit here. The team is just printing cash on a daily basis. You have all of your key pieces in play to run, go on another run. I don't know how. You got the draft coming there. You got hotels and everything just booming. I don't know how you could say that Mark Murphy didn't do a great job while he was president. I just don't know.
Yeah, I would agree. Now, I would say, and I don't work in the building, but certainly, I mean, I have an office in the building, but I don't technically work for the team, obviously. I would say that in my experience and conversations, and look, we have to at least dig him for how he handled Mike McCarthy, right? Like,
I know from a leadership. Mike will definitely ding him for sure.
Yes, and I will as well. So I am curious, you know, and Ed is. When I talk to people that are not, like, football side people in the building, they all, this is another reason why I was fairly certain Ed would get the job, like, people from the pro shop to the security guys to, like, I'm definitely not saying that he is going to be Bob Harlan, but I do think that he took some cues from and he's not going to answer his own phone like Bob did. Those things are the way of the White Buffalo. I don't think anybody
making
will ever do what Bob
the
did.
White Buffalo is making a comeback.
That's what I'm hearing. Yes, that's what I'm hearing. But I don't think it's to that degree. But I do hear a lot about his people skills and his connectivity and his ability to relate to people. And if we're being honest about Mark Murphy, whether it was, you know, saying things that maybe the quiet part out loud that he would occasionally be guilty of doing, that kind of stuff, you know. But again, that's nitpicking. Like, the big things that matter I would argue that how you treat people does matter, but the big things that matter from a CEO standpoint, it's hard to ding them for much of anything.
Jason, before you go, I'm going to workshop this with you and Tausch here before we ask the fans. So this is a working draft we have on our social media platforms. What one word best describes how you will remember Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO?
Chippewa Falls for me.
Chippewa Falls.
He's a complicated fella.
Yeah, I mean, we can play the hits, sure, yeah.
And he was right about that, by the way. I mean, he was 100% right about Aaron Rodgers.
We got to get the Chippewa Falls. But again, quiet part out loud there. He and I are not going to go out for coffee at Caribou Coffee after his time is over. But I respect the job that he did, and he deserves. Look, the stability of the financial side of this organization should not be underestimated, because they are a locomotive engine of earning in the smallest market in North American professional sports. Like, that tells you what, and you have to win. My one pet peeve is that there are people in that building that think, well, we just do such a great job of marketing, that's why so many people go to the Hall of Fame and so many people go on the tours. No, if this team was 4-13 every year, no one's touring Lambeau Field to walk by my office in the media area. They're just not. And so the winning matters. And he hired the right people that they did not have a lengthy downturn after Rodgers breaks his collarbone in 17, and then there's the dysfunction of 18. Like, they turned things around pretty darn quickly, and they're in an NFC championship game in 19. So he deserves – I just think what he accomplished – it's undeniable that it was a raging success, whether you liked him or not, and whether he said things. I would say, think before you speak, which I know is not one word, but I think that's the one thing that sticks out with me.
Jason, I hope you've enjoyed your vacation time. You're back.
Your time
when,
off.
You're back Wednesday. Off. Is that right?
Scheduled to appear.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. Good.
I haven't decided yet. Thinking maybe I'd take it a few more days. I've been hearing rave reviews from fans of the show. I just ran into Tony and his wife Pam, who are Oshkosh alums.
Pam.
She played basketball here. He played football here, and he's a huge fan of the show. And his little guy Wes was very bored as we were talking Wildy and Tausch, and so I tried to get him more engaged in the conversation. But I've heard rave reviews of your driving, Jesse. So keep up the good work. I'm not in any rush to come back early. I'll talk to you guys on Wednesday.
Well, knowing that, Jordan Love will sign his contract extension so we can get some cash advance for that ring he had to purchase over the weekend. So we'll probably talk to you tomorrow with that breaking news, right?
I don't think that's happening until mid-July at the earliest, I'll be honest.
Yeah, he takes a week off.
Nice. Suddenly, he's in the prediction business.
I'll tell you
how about that?
Yeah, when Wildy is a guest. Always, Jason. We miss you. We are looking forward to you being back on Wednesday. Have a good rest of your time off.
All right, boys. I don't get to say this very often on this show, other than right at the end. Take care. Be good.
Yeah, Jason Wildy joining his own show, Wildy and Tausch, to talk about the breaking news this morning, Ed Policy to succeed Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO.
I'm
going to
open up the phone lines and
July.
Text lines. Not one word. What do you think about Mark Murphy's time? Mark Murphy. This is a Mark Murphy deal. I know he still has a year left. Nobody really knows enough about Ed Policy to really make a ton of bold statements. We knew he was going to get hired. That was always part of the plan, and unless things went sideways, this was the case. So the Packers, again, continuing to show organizationally they know what the heck they're doing. And that's a big reason why they get their quarterback right, why they get their coach right, and why the success continues to fall, because it does start with those cats up at 1265. Doesn't matter if it's old. They keep renovating Lambeau. They put parking structures, everything else. You have an older home and you need new windows. Well, the way they did things a century ago, it is a little different than today. Give Pella a call. Their team of experts can customize windows and doors that match architecture from any era. Doesn't matter what kind of home you live in. And if you order today from Pella, you can get 0% interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends at the end of June. Visit PellaWI.com today to learn more.
How will you remember Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO? 844-770-3776.
What do you think the biggest weakness and the biggest positive of Mark Murphy's time? I want both. I think he's got a ton more positives, but both is what I'm looking for. You can pick. I don't care. I do want to get your – it's a referendum. A referendum passed with Bob Harlan.
You do love those referendums. Well, how will you look back on Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO, which comes to an end in July of next year? We'll begin to review your responses next on Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance. On Monday, not a sound.
Policy will succeed Mark Murphy as the Packers president and CEO in July of 2025.
You screamed it.
I didn't yell.
No, you did.
That's
like
exciting.
I'm sitting right
it's
here
Monday
next
morning.
To you and you screamed it. You could say, Ed Policy. You said, Ed Policy. But you just did. Yeah, Riley, am I crazy?
It sounded a little loud behind the glass,
thank
Jesse,
you,
to be honest.
844-770-3776. I'll do my golf announcer voice for you, Tausch.
Oh, come on. Don't
you're coming
be like
in
that,
a little riled up here this morning. Ed Policy will take over for Mark Murphy in July 2025. That's the big news this morning, officially announced by the team. First reported by Adam Schefter of ESPN and Tom Pelissero of NFL Network. If you're on hold, stay there. We will get to your calls coming up here in just a moment. Went long with Jason Wilde, who joined us off the top of the show to share his thoughts on the breaking news this morning. Thanks to Jason for his time while on his staycation.
Yeah.
I want to refer to that properly for you. A couple of quick texts, Tausch, to review here. So the word to describe Mark Murphy, we're also asking more generically, like, how will you look back and remember Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO? You can chime in on the ESPN Wisconsin Talk and Text line. We will take your calls coming up next. Also on the Twitter feed, looking for positives and negatives of the Murphy tenure on the Wilde and Tausch Facebook page. You can chime in there. Dave in Verona, my one word for Murphy, yawn. But that's exactly what I want. No drama, efficient, steering the Packers ship on course.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say yawn because there's a lot of excitement. Going down to Mississippi and trying to pay Brett off to get him to... I mean, this is just boring milquetoast. Like, we're not... There's a lot of moving parts. When you're dealing with a lot of egos, and I mean a lot of egos, when you have great quarterback play... There is no yawn, but I guess Dave's general point, Mark Murphy did steer the ship, and while he had to go around some icebergs, he hit the dock a couple times, and there was a little bit of damage. But all in all, the boat or the ship was always available to get out on open water, and he put the team in a position with its leadership and everything else that when things really got south, he made big changes. And was it too late in some cases? That would be my negative for him. That's it. I don't think outside of that, the way the transition from Rodgers to Jordan and all of that, I actually think they could not have handled it much better than they did. And I give Goody a ton of credit for that. But Mark Murphy hired Goody. And Mark Murphy deserves a ton of credit for that. So, yes, I think the yawn part of it, you want your leadership to hire great people and then stay the heck out. Because you see, Washington didn't do that. They stink. The Dallas Cowboys, their owner's ego has gotten in the way more often than not. And there's reports that Mike McCarthy ain't real happy about it. Pretty sure that's probably a fair assessment of how things are going down there. And with Mark Murphy, I don't think Matt LaFleur feels like, oh, I got to do this for Mark Murphy. It is, get your job done, do it well, and we're going to leave you alone.
Ensuring carefully, dreaming fearlessly. Maybe that's how you look back on Mark Murphy's tenure and remember him. I don't
know.
Well,
I can tell you this, folks. It's that time of the year again, and nobody tailgates like Brewers fans. But what if I told you that American Family Insurance can help take that tailgating to the next level? And boy, can they ever. Enter the Super Fan Tailgate Sweepstakes for an all-expenses-paid day at American Family Field with your own personal chef. What would you do if you had your own personal chef for you and five friends down there? I don't know what I'd go with, but I certainly will think long and hard about it. And not only that, you get field-level tickets, gift cards to some of your favorite spots at the stadium, and much, much more. Go to amfam.com/brewer to enter today. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Prime rib. I decided. You asked me that the other day.
Yeah,
I thought about it over the weekend.
Station
I want a carving prime rib. Yep. Okay. That's what I'd go with the personal
okay.
chef.
Okay.
Something I can't do by myself.
Yeah, I don't know. What do you mean you can't do prime rib?
Well, I've never
throw it on
I've
a
never
slow cooker and let it go.
Yeah, I've never tried
there's
it.
There's a ton of stuff to do. I have to think. I can't just willy-nilly say something.
Let's get back to the Mark Murphy stuff. Coming up next, your texts, your tweets, your Facebook comments, and, of course, your calls. 844-770-3776. How you will look back on the tenure for Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO. We'll get to all of that next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Sponsored by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
The successor to Mark Murphy has been named. Ed Policy will take over as Packers president and CEO in July of 2025.
Yeah, I understand Jason's point, and I 100% agree that that will be the case, that they won't make any major changes to the structure, but I still like the old structure better, and I still think it's better, but I can see how you could argue it against because of how things have went. But the fact that there's always going to be that, well, who's really in charge? Feels like Goody is really in charge from the personnel standpoint. Don't think you can go backwards now, but I would bet the next time, and hopefully it's a while before there's any changes, that's when you'll find out if Ed Policy likes this structure or not.
Wilde and Tausch, Jesse and Tausch today. Although Jason did join us in the first segment of the show, you can catch up on Wisconsin On Demand, YouTube, wherever you get your podcast to hear Jason's insight on the breaking news here this morning that Ed Policy in July 2025 will succeed Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO. We're asking on every platform that you can possibly weigh into the show, Facebook, Twitter, the YouTube comments, the text line, 844-770-3776. How will you look back on Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO? Of course, we start with the calls. And let's go to John in Slinger. You're on Wilde and Tausch with Jesse and Tausch. How will you look back on Mark Murphy's tenure as the Packers president and CEO?
Morning, guys. I'm a regular listener, never called before. But the question really piqued my interest. I have friends who are Milwaukee season ticket holders. I have often gotten tickets from them because they can't make it on a Thursday, Sunday, or Monday night. And I just think that he hasn't been very fan-friendly. Closing off practices to people. I think the organization needs to understand who the hell supported this team all these years. And I just don't think they give the fans enough credit. Or perks or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, thanks for the call, John. Thanks for being a great listener. Call in more, although we don't take a ton of calls. So,
what do we do?
you know what, John? I think that is a very valid criticism. And I think Mark Murphy, one of the big things that he did when he took over, I think he felt like the Packers organization was too, I don't want to say small town, but it was too family run. It wasn't run like a big business. Like, I think that was one of the things that he thought there was a lot of money that was being left on the table. And you know what? Turns out he's right. Whether or not that came at an expense of the fan experience, that's up for the fans to decide. Do I think it's ridiculous that you don't have open practices in May and in June? Yeah, I've said that numerous times. I don't get it. I don't understand it a bit, and I think it's wrong. But as far as the other stuff goes, the fan fest and all the other things, it takes a lot to do those things. They do have a tailgate that they go around and do 5 or 6 days, and they give a ton of time and a ton of money back in the community. They do a lot of really good things, too. But if you want to criticize some of that, the scheduling of games, that's not in their hands. It's not. That's the NFL, and the NFL is going to make money. That is not on Mark Murphy. But this idea of not having more training camp practices open, not having access, because it goes against those same principles that Mark put in to make money. You get more people up there, more people going to the pro shop, more people do tours, more people love your football team because they're able to watch in May and in June. That is not a hill that I think anybody's going to want to stand on, because it doesn't make any sense to anybody. But I digress, and again, the positives are way outside of the negatives, but I think that from John is a completely valid criticism of Mark's tenure.
And how much of that is actually on Mark Murphy? Like, I don't know if that's
it's
him
all
or
on,
if that's
here's the
anyone
deal.
Else.
Coaches are never going to want fans at unless it's a game. They're paranoid, as Wilty said. I get all of that. That's not – you have to – you know what? Coaches don't like doing radio shows. Coaches don't want to do coaches shows and all. They want to coach ball. But they also want to collect fat checks. And when you do that, there's a give and a take. So I think that you have gone away from that in a much bigger way than you need to. There is not going to be any – I promise you, watching the fellas – run 7-on-7 in June is not going to give the Philadelphia Eagles a big advantage. Because you know what? If you're going to game plan for Philly, go in the Hudson Center. That part is completely valid, and I think the Packers need to reevaluate that.
Another text here, and this is another situation where I don't know if this is on Mark Murphy or not. Jeremiah and Madison, way too conservative when it comes to player acquisition.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say that anymore. They just signed one of the highest paid running backs, which nobody pays, and the highest paid safety in the league. Goody, this is something that I will always disagree with a lot of average casuals, and that is, hey, you need to develop your own football team through the draft. You sprinkle and replace if guys don't hit. The safety position was something that hadn't worked. Just like the pass rush position needed an upgrade when they went and got the Smith boys. They're not afraid of spending money. They're not afraid of going out and dabbling. Ted didn't want to do it. Very valid criticism of Ted. This is not a valid criticism of Brian Gutekunst. It's not.
844-770-3776. More of your thoughts reflecting on the tenure of Mark Murphy as Packers president and CEO. It will come to an end in July 2025, 13 months from now. Mark Murphy will step aside. Ed Policy will take over, officially announced this morning as the new Packers president next year. We heard from Jason Wilde a little bit earlier this hour. You often hear Jason Wilde on this show telling you about Associated Bank, where I bank also. Jason just says it more prominently. Who won the J.D. Power Award for best customer satisfaction with retail banking? You know it. It's Associated Bank. Their customers are happy and their customer care is award-winning. I actually just went into Associated Bank last week. I had an issue I had to take care of, and they took great
care
of it.
What was the issue?
I had a little overdraft situation.
Oh, nice.
A situation that we had to resolve, and they were great. Nah, it was fine. It was fine. It was fine. A little miscommunication between Beck and I on what we were doing. With
what happened?
Fine. It's not,
tell me more.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, well, you brought it up.
We had
an
overdraft. We ended up, I went in, worked with our guy there. Boom, boom, boom. Easy peasy. Everything's back to normal. No foul business
at all.
Good
work by you and Associated.
And that's because their customer care is award-winning. It's so great. In addition to this award, Associated Bank rolled out a major customer benefit update called Early Pay, which maybe I should have considered a few weeks ago so I wouldn't have had this issue. If a customer isn't rolled for direct deposit with their paychecks, like I am, their early pay can get their money up to 2 days early. Want to show love for the green and gold every day? You got it with Associated Bank's exclusive Packers checking account, a one-of-a-kind debit card, a 10% discount up at the Packers Pro Shop, which maybe will be open more often if Ed Policy decides that he's going to open up
all the practices
during the summer. Visit AssociatedBank.com/Packers to get started today. You've got this with Associated Bank, member FDIC. Checking more of your responses on the text line, the Facebook page, the Wildy and Tausch Twitter feed, and of course, your calls, 844-770-3776. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch.
You're listening to Wildy and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
Rolling with the Mark Murphy reaction here this morning on Wildy and Tausch. Jesse and Tausch, Jason on assignment. He did join us segment one. If you missed it, find the full podcast on Apple, Spotify, Wisconsin On Demand, and YouTube. Mark Murphy, his successor officially named this morning, Ed Policy, will take over as Packers president and CEO in July of 2025. So we're asking to reflect on Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO. Your one word or just your general reflection on how his tenure will be remembered. So let's go to Gériard in Canton, Ohio, our French correspondent in Ohio. I'll always remember Murphy for his response to Wildy's question, what qualifies you to make the decision on hiring the next coach?
That was a fun question. And
one of the all-time press conference moments.
That was the toughest tenure. I think obvious part of his tenure was that, and probably the Favre trying to get him some money and get this problem to go away. And I thought how he handled that, he was obviously very defensive and kind of irritated by Jason's question, but it was a fair question. And I just keep coming back to Ron Wolf, who is probably he's the architect of this great turnaround and the trade for Brett and signing Reggie and getting Holmgren, critical to everything involved. And Mark, the fact that Ron Wolf said I would never take the job under those circumstances told me a lot. Now, in fairness, Mark Murphy has gotten it right. He's got a really good head coach, got a really good general manager, and now we hope the next in line at quarterback. And when you do those, when you have that, I'm not going to say anybody could go and do that job. But when you have all of that in play and you're going to have success and you have the Packers brand, it's a great, great job to have. And you can't really screw it up. Can't.
844-770-3776, taking your calls and texts, reflecting on Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO. Sadler in Madison on the text line says, Mark Murphy, a roller coaster. I think it's almost the opposite of being a roller coaster. It seemed like it was pretty steady through and through, outside of a couple of moments where you just felt like it was teetering on, okay, is he saying too much?
Say it's like chaos? You ever go to Valley Fair? They have that old wooden one, right? Where it's a pretty steady, it's not one of those
Valley Fair?
Valley Fair is like the Seven Flags up in Minneapolis.
Okay.
We used to go there for field trips. And
Seven Flags?
What is it called?
Six Flags.
Oh, Six Flags. Whatever.
Seven Flags.
There is the rickety part where you're going and it, and you start wondering, oh, is this thing going to... That was 2016-17. And outside of that, that roller coaster was humming. You want... As a fan, who wants to just sit there and go... You can go jump on a little Ferris wheel if you... That's what you're... I don't want a Ferris
There's
wheel
There's nothing
as a
wrong
fan.
With a good Ferris
no.
wheel. Nice and steady, consistent.
You want to have some peaks and valleys. It's fun as a fan. You'll get bored stiff. Now, if you're winning all the time, great. But this is the Valley Fair wooden one where it's a little rickety. And you're like, oh, God, is this thing going to implode? And then you change it. You get maybe put a couple new 2x4s out there. You get it all fixed up, sand it down, get it good. And now you're off back humming.
When's the last time you were at Valley Fair?
Been a while. Been a while.
When's the last time you were on a roller coaster?
Been a while. Been a while. Would you consider that the one down in Disney with the Yeti? That's a roller coaster.
For sure that's a roller coaster.
That was the last time I was. That would have been pre-pandemic 2020, right before the pandemic hit.
It's not as roller coaster-y as any you would find at Seven Flags, but yeah, I mean, it's a roller coaster more than anything.
You asked and answered, Your Honor.
The Yeti ride in 2019 was the last
2020, time. I think.
Okay.
Right before old Panny.
844-770-3776. Continue to take your calls, your texts, and we'll get to the Facebook comments and the Twitter replies here momentarily as well. Reviewing Mark Murphy's tenure as Packers president and CEO. We'll do that as we continue into the 11 o'clock. Or, I don't know
it's if we'll do the 11 o'clock. Yeah.
I hate when Jason does that. Now I did it too. Well, you'll do that as we get into the 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch, which starts in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's Wilde and Tausch.